We are on Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. We're saying Pshat in the Baraisa of Psal Hayetz Min Asukah Lidin Kesukah. So now we have Rabbi Bar Bachona Omar Rabbi Yochanan Leinitzcha Elo Lesukah Sheruba Tzilsa Meruba Mechamsa Umiyuto Chamsa Meruba Mitzilsa. Mal de Taimati Posel Bahach Purte Kamash Melon. But I would think that the sukkah becomes possible because there's an area in the sukkah that is chamsa merube mitzilsa. Let us see Rashi. Ochi garsinin, loy nitzach al sukkah sheruba tzilsa merube mechamsa, umiyuta chamsa merube mitzilosa. Ochi garsinin, ma de taimet tiposel bahach pute, kamash malon. And the Moses is a ma yoitze, yoitze mehechshe sukkah. So the Iran says Pshat over here, Pashtis, the Gemara is speaking about a sukkah ketana, that you have a sukkah ketana, that you have 51% is tzilsa merube mechamsa, and 49% is chamsa merube mitzilsa, and the kamash malon is, but since the roiv of the shetach of the sukkah is tzilsa merube mechamsa, so memeila that is sufficient, and it's kosher afilu tachas hamokin at chamsa merube mitzilsa. Now, the Ran has a suffix, what would halacha be by a sukkah gedoilo if you'll have an area of zayin al zayin, which is chamsa merube mitzilsa. So that is a very achshivas of a sukkah bifnei atzma. Will you also say there that it's, you look at the sukkah beklolius, or since it has such a chshivis that it is chamsa merube mitzilsa, that it's zayin al zayin, could be there, that area will not be kosher. That's a suffix in the Ram. Rabbi Yishaya oimer leinitzecho elo leschach posel poches mishloisha besukkah ktana. Speaking about, you had a sukkah ktana, so you had 4.5 tvochim, example of schach kosher, and you had 2.5 tvochim of schach posel. Uma yoitze, yoitze, mitoira suke. It does, mitoira suke, Rashi says, shafilu min kosher einoi. It's not even a min kosher. It's that's a psal ha yoitze mitoira suke. It's a sichuch, but doesn't have a toira suke, need min kesuke. Maskif lo Rabbi Shaye, lo yehei ela avir, ve'avir poches mishloishet tvochim besuke ktana mipos. So he asked the Makashe, I don't understand, why does the Barais have to tell us that schach posel poches megimel is nidin kesuke, it's mashlum deshir? Avir is more chomo than schach posel. Avir besuke gdoile pasels b'shalosh tvochim. Srach posel besuke gdoile pasels b'arba tvochim. So we see the psul avir is a greater psul than the psul srach posel. Ba'af al pi kein, we know that in a suke ktane, poches mishloish tvochim of avir is mashlum deshir. Sabade gives poches mishloish tvochim of schach posel should be mashlum deshir. So why do we have to tell us this aloha that schach posel pochas mishloisha is mashlum deshir? Amale rababe zemit starev yishenim tachto vezemit starev ein yishenim tachto. Now here he's telling you a chiddush. Psal hayoytze min asuke niden kesuke, that it is completely like the sukkah, and it's yeshenim tachta. Avir poches megimel is mashlam deshir, but it's ain yeshenim tachta. But you're right, avir is takim mochomo. And therefore, by avir is ain yeshenim tachta, and by schach posel is yeshenim tachta. Let us see Rashi. Eloye ala avir upshita de kosher, bafilu avir hachomo mimenu, Einai poisel b'shir zeh. Afilu Avil, which is Mochomo, does not passel. Tzavad the Givis Chach Posel shouldn't passel the Pochas Megimel. Amalei Rababe, Lohochi Yahani Nidoin Kisuke Dashminin Tana Loimish Yeshenim Tachta. Dilu Avil Pochas Mishloisho. It's Tav Lashlum Shira Suke, Avalein Yeshenim Tachta. Aber bei Schach Posel, Pochas Mishloisha is Yeshenim Tachta. That's the Rebuse of Schach Posel. There's a Machloikis, the Mishabu brings on a Machloikis, the Ran brings on a Machloikis. According to this Shita, that Schach Posel is Yeshenim Tachta, by Suke Gedoyla. So that's for Zicha, that Pochas Mishloisha Zicha be Yeshenim Tachta, maybe by Suke Gedoyla, since it's not Posel. Till their passels bedalit for him, so maybe poches midalit is also yeshenim tachta. By sukkik tanish shloishet for him passels. So we say poches mishloisha is yeshenim tachta. By a sukkik gedoyla, dalit passels, so could be poches midalit is yeshenim tachta. Or maybe not, maybe davke poches mishloisha is yeshenim tachta. Poches midalit is kosher, but ain yeshenim tachta. Shibura says, L'chatchila, you should be machmer, that by Pochas Midalit should be Ein Yeshenim Tachta. But this is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Taisvitz. Lo Yehei Ela Avir. Upshita de Kosher, Tafilu Ha'avir Hechomu Mimeno Einen Nifsal Beshir Zeh. Avadigivis, Schach Posel. Omale Rababalochi, Ahani, Niden Kisuke, Dashmin, and Lemeshi, Yeshenim Tachta. Dilu Avil, Pochas, Mishloisha, Mitztaf, Lahashlam, Shira, Suke, Vol, Ein Yeshenim Tachta. Kach, Pirish, Bekunteres. Vekashe, Amai, Noket, Rabbi Shaye, Suke, Ktana. Why did Rabbi Shaye speak about a Suke, Ktana? If he's coming to tell us a halacha of Yeshenim Tachtov, so why did he may he said specifically Leinitzra Besuke Ktana? Amay Noket Rabbi Shaya Suke Ktana, or Besuke Gdoila Nami Yitzrach Lashmeinam the Yeshenim Tachtov. He's telling us a halacha that is a din Yeshenim Tachtov. Leimi boy, if Taisus holds that the Shez also Pochas Megimel. It's a bomb for Makashas. I mean, so why do you specify a Suke Ktana? That's what you're coming to tell us. To tell us that it's Mitztaf, you don't have to tell us. That I can figure out by myself. Because Madach Avir Pochas Mishloish is Mitztaf. So you're coming to tell us that Yeshenim Tachtov. In Yeshenim Tachtov, so why do you have to speak about Suke Ktana? It's the Gei Suke Gdela also. He wants to tell us that it's mashlam the shir also. That's a doichik because the Gemara that's pshita mashlam the shir. You know, I don't need you to tell us that. That's poshet kal v'chemer from Avir. So kochi the yeshenim tachtov. So why do you specify by suke ktana? For oid kosher, the chol mokim chashvin and aver poches mishloishe kisosu mal yedei lovot. It comes out that you tell me aver is ein yeshenim tachtov. L'chayre, it should be sosu mal yedei lovot. V'loidomi l'schach posel poches migimul dein shach lasoise kisosu b'schach kosher. Me'achad yesh b'schach posel. That means in lomdes toisves es, poches migimul of aver should be more mohudodik than poches megimel of schach posel. Poches megimel me avil, so I say that it's memula b'schach kosher. You have schach kosher on both sides. You have avil in the middle, so you fill it up with what is on both sides, you fill it up with schach kosher. Masha enkein schach posel, the schach posel here, so memela you can't fill it up with schach kosher. So it's a psaspora hafuche, that aver is ein yeshenim tachtov, even though it's kilo nistam beschach kosher, and schach posel is yeshenim tachtov. Va'oit, another kasha, mi yuchal lehi zoyer besuke melei nekovim, shein tzilsa merube mechamosa lo mashu, shlo yishan keneged anekovim. If there's a locha lo mais aver ein yeshenim tachtov, so it comes out that there isn't a sukkah that doesn't have nekovim. There's avir there. So l'chayre, one should not be permitted to sleep in the sukkah, because he's sleeping kaseider and underneath avir. Yeah. V'nire kesvorim de garsinen hosom, avir mitztarev v'yishenim tachto, v'ze mitztarev v'ein yishenim tachto. Punkt verkehrt. He asked him, it's poshet legore ma'avir. So he told him, but you think that avir is more chomer than tzchach posel? No, avir is, in one nekuda, avir is kill than tzchach posel. Avir is mitztarev v'yishenim tachtov. V'ze mitztarev ein yishenim tachtov. So you see, that legabi oda loch is tzchach posel is more chomer than avir. You see, in yishenim tachtov, it's ein yishenim tachtov. And now there is Yishenim Tachtov. So I wouldn't know that it's Mitztarev. I would think just like it's Ein Yishenim Tachtov, it's Ein Mitztarev also. So that's why he came to tell us that no, that it is Mitztarev. Yeah. Plaima. Hodi Efshite, the kosher. That was poshet you, that since the kosher fell Avir HaChoma Mimenu, Eini nifsel kishir ze, madach avir it doesn't passel bepoches migim lavade gewiss schach posel. Adar abe, schach posel chome mimeno. Schach posel is more chome than avir, den yeshenim tachto. Vave mine metam ze, den mitztarev, kede metam bosa hochi. Mi ikamidi. That's just like it's ein yeshenim tachto, it should be eini mitztarev also. So that's how Taisvus comes out, that punkt verkehrt, that Avir is Yishenim Tachtov, you say Lovot, and Schach Posel Zayn Yishenim Tachtov. Umi Yukoshe Misichecho Bishpudim, Demachshirim Bishyesh Revach Bineim Kemoisom, Vi Efshe Shalo Yishan Kenegad Ashpudim, Zayn Yishenim Tachtov. So how is he permitted to sleep in such a sukkah? Lochain tzorich leforish. B'sheyesh hechsher suke b'loya avir u'b'loya posel yishenim tachto bein b'ze bein b'ze. Lochinoka tzuke k'tano. So Taisvi says that the whole Gemara is bedafke speaking about suke k'tane. Because a sukkah ktano, there is a din of ein yishenim by schach posel, and yishenim by avir. So by sukkah ktano, there is such a halacha. That's he mentioned sukkah ktano. By a sukkah gdoilo, will be yishenim. The davoini, I don't understand klal the chilek. What the chilek is? That means gabi mitztarev. Minasukah Ktana needs more, needs tziruf, to be mashlam d'shir, and that's schach posel is good. Afal pike, it's good to be mitzarev, but it's ein yishenim tachlov. So what is the difference by Yisukah Gdoilo? Why by Yisukah Gdoilo? It's very unclear why by Yisukah Gdoilo is yishenim tachlov. Aber zoi dach mezog, and taisi esakash makar sukosi b'shpudin baruch esamite. Birishalmi the broches perik shloisha sheochlo mashme like Rashi. The ave mitztarev ein yishenim tachtov keperish akuntros. Vizal. Anan kayomim besuke viyafinen mitita norik. We learn out suke from Hilchas Mekvois from Tita Norik. Tita Norik, we'll have soon, is a teat that mud that is very... It is a very loose mud that you can spill the mud. It spills. The sanina, you pour it. You can pour the mud. The tanina, and tamon, hirche kasichach min atfonis gimot fochim psula. Pochis mikan ksheira. Mahu lishon tachtov. Can you sleep underneath the avir? Eisem Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyoshev. Areitit anorik shemashlim bemikveh ve'ein matfilim boy. So Klor, it says in the Yerushalmi that Avir Poches Migimel is Mashlim the Shir Suke Ve'ein Yishenim Tachtav. Yeah. Frag the Gemara, And we'll see this on the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. But now we'll say how Rashi learned Pshat. Umi ika midi, ditztarufi mitztarif. You have something that could be mitzurif. Vuhu atzmoi einei kosher. How could you have, he says, you're telling me, is chach posel, is mashlam the shir, and you can't make a sukkah out of schach posel. So how could it be such a thing? Manavshech, is it good or isn't it good? If it's good, so let's make a sukkah out of schach posel. If it's no good, so you don't have enough schach, so how could it be mitzurif? Omar, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, there is such a conception. Tit anorek, yechia, shemitztaref la'aboim so. If you don't have a shir aboim so, you can be mashlem the shir with tit anorek. A toivul boy, but if a person has a mikveh of only tit anorek, they also lay tvila. So you see that something does not have a koyach lahachshe bifnei atzmai, but it can help to be mashlim something else. There is such a musik. See, also the same thing. He can be mesachach kulay beschach posel, but it could be mashlim. It could be mashlim the shir sukkah. Tita norik yechiach sheroy lahariko. You can pour it mikliakli kigoyin shehurach. Shemitztaref lahashlim shir memso batoyvu boy bememso shekulay tita norik. By also like tvilah. How do we know that a toivul betit anorik lay also lay tefillah? Because the Mishnah says, "Elu malim v'lay poislin, hasheleg v'haborod v'akfer v'haglid v'hamelach betit anorik umalin haynu mashlimin." Malim means that it's mashlum. Mashlumi in. That's all. That it's mashlum b'fnei atzmei loy. So you see, klo. That there's such a musig of mashlim, and it's not in, and you can't be table in it. So who didn't schach posel is also like that. It's mashlim, and you can't be table in it. Tita norik yechiyach zok toisvus perish bekundus chesnam mefseches mikvois veilu malim v'loy poisel nashelu v'abod v'akfir v'aglid v'amelach v'tita norik u'malin haynu mashlim im avu v'nei atzmoi loy. The kosher, the ma yechiyach uzeh. The aver nami bifnei atzmei loi. Now, Benson, we have the same kasha on aver. Aver, you can't make a sukkah out of aver. Afal pikein, it is mashlim. The einze sosa memelus, how could it be mashlim? The einze yechiyach. The einze yechiyach, the titan norik bishoshu mashlim chozi letvila. That means this is a different. Here, the aver is a stronger kasha. That means it's mashlim and it doesn't have hilchasukim. B'shas it's mashlim. So by aver we have a stronger kasha. The kasha by aver is the hashtarker kasha. What's with this kasha? And that you can prove to me from titanorik. Titanorik is only you can't toivel yourself in titanorik. But when it's mashlim, you toivel the titanorik. So therefore, Taisvis wants to say that the makir is another mishnah. The nira the titanorik nami afilu bishosha mitztaref ein matbilin boy. That titanorik is not only, you can't toivel yourself in titanorik. Afilu, bishas, tvile, you can't toivel yourself in the titanorik. V'hochis nan, b'meseches, mikvois, perik shayin. Mikve, sheyesh, boy, arboim, so, mayim, vetit. Rabbi Lezer, oimel, matvilin, b'mayim, ve'ein matvilin, betit. That means the tvile has to be b'mayim. The tvile cannot be betit. You have to make sure not to be toivel yourself in the tit. Toivel a keli, it doesn't go to the tit level. Rabbi Yeshua Omer b'mayim u'betit. you could be toivel b'mayim u'betit, but b'ezetit amru betit shamayim tzofin al gabo. So the pshat yana mishnah is that if the mayim is tzofin al gabo, so soon as you'll enter the tit is mekadmi hamayim, so the mayim comes first, so memele, so the tvila is vaita b'mayim, because it's mekadmi mayim, as soon as you, the water comes into the loch, the groove that you made in the tit, it's magdim before your foot comes in. So it's always, so if the mayim is tzofin al penei hatit, so memeila, so then it's always tvila b'mayim. That's what Rabbi Yeshua is b'chadish. But, v'imhoyu ha-mayim mitzadecha, but what if the mayim was not tzofin al hatit? You had tit on one side, And you had mayim on the other side. Then why the Rabbi Yeshua is matzvilim b'mayim and matzvilim b'tit? Then you cannot use the tit to be mashlim, to be toivel in the tit. Period. So the dvar we have over here, a davar muskim, that you cannot be toivel in tit afilo when it is mashlim. That's this mishnah. No, the shaila is, if it is mayim tzofim al penei atit, if you could be toivel the tit, not because the tit is good l'tvila, no, because the mayim mekadmi. Now the Mishnah goes off to another inyan. The eize tit amru, which tit, how thick or how watery does the tit have to be? So the one Tana says, Rameya says, betit shakone yered me'ilo. You put in a kone, a piece of wood, you put it in, so it is so watery, it will fall down by itself. It won't get stuck. It falls down, it sinks. Shakone yeren me'ilo. Tibi Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda oimer mokaim she'ein kone hamida oimer. No, not such a thin tit. No, pshad is, if you stick in a kone hamida in the tit, So it is not strong enough that it should stand up straight. It's wobbly. It'll go full to the side. But it has more consistency than Rameyas did. So it won't sink in completely, but it cannot support a konamide. Abi Eleza ben Daloya ima mokim she meshkailish yerdis. That the meshkailish al abanoim, the meshkailish would sink into it. Rabbi Lezer said that the chavis had a small opening, so if you put some mud over this opening, so if it will drip in, that means it wouldn't hold on the opening, it will drip in. So memele, so that's called titanoid. Rabbi Shimon Oima Anichnes B'Shveiferes Hanoid. Anichnas b'shveres hanoid, this is a larger opening. Shveferes hanoid is two fingers. And so if you want to put tit over shveferes hanoid, this is a bigger opening. And dafke, that means like this. Over a chavis, it won't fall in. Since it's a small opening, it has enough consistency to hold itself, it won't fall in. If you have a bigger opening, b'pi a chavis, then, b'shveferes hanoid, then it will fall in. Each tana is meisiv, it could be thicker. And Rabbi Loz about tzadikai mahanim dag bilug. That you could measure it in a lug. That means it flows al kaponim in talug. It's watery enough to be measured by a lug. Now there's only one problem. Taisus brought down a Mishnah in Mikvois. That this Mishnah in Mikvois is speaking about, that the Mishnah Vais is clear that you cannot be that he cannot be toivel in the tit. That Sai Rabbi Lez and Sai Rabbi Yeshua holds like that. You cannot be toivel when it's mashlim, you can't be toivel. Now there's one problem. The Mishnah did not mention tit hanorik. But Taisus assumed there's no 10 types of tit. Mustama, this tit is also tit hanorik. Now we're going to get into, but since Taisus assumed this, so Taisus is going to have a problem. Amiyu kosher, the Omar is lokish perg beis des vochim. Kol ha-mashlim l'mei mikve, that which is sufficient to be mashlim l'mei mikve, mashlim l'mei kiyar, this is good for a kiyar, l'vi yis'ein e-mashlim. U'porich l'imutei mai, What are you speaking about? That is mashlam la mikveh. Ilayma la mu'utei titanorek. If you're speaking about titanorek, heichidami. I de ein pora shoyche v'shoyse mimeno. If a pora will not drink from it, afilu la mikveh nami ein mashlam. So the Gemara says, so if it doesn't have a shir of shtiyas pora, so it's not good for mikveh, so that's not titanorek. So from this Gemara we see that the shear of titanorik, Rish Lakish had a psashir of pore sheiche b'sheisa himenu. Ahashte, he isa the tit, the pligi, Rabbi Eleza, Rabbi Yeshua, who titanorik, if they're also speaking about titanorik, heichi shavi kol ani shiuri, the Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Eleza, the kulu tanoi de mikvois. So there we have a machlekes tanoim what titanorik is. The nokat shiura the pora shoyche v'shoyse mimenu. The loitnan. It's a very modern. You have a mishnah that has five sheetes what titanorik is, and the gemara asks from a new sheete. Machsel nishvisnik from yena mishnah and a new sheete go. V'shema kol hanach shiuri dahani tenoi bohochi toli tamayo. Maybe this one shir. The shir is pore shoyche v'shoyse. That is the shir. No, all these tanoim are chaylik. Till when is it pore shoyche v'shoyse? The mouse of a bahai shoyse, bahai ene shoyse. So it's very good. So there's one true shir. That's pore shoyche v'shoyse. But here the machlokes tanoim is, when does it still fall into the category of pora sheiche v'shoyse? The ain shayich loyma nerziyano. So listen, if that's the shear, so you don't have a machlokes tanoim, you go and take a pora, we'll find out soon. So Taisa says, the ain kol pora shavis. You cannot figure this out, because there's no, so therefore we have a machlokes tanoim. Oh, the mashme bepeire kol aboso, the mayim shenifsalu mishtiyas behema toivu behen kol gufoi. That even though a behema will not drink from it, it's kosher letvila. And here we had that if ein pora sheiche v'sheise, it's kosher letvila. Loi nifsalu machmas titairi, elo mamis umasriach. Here it is speaking about that it's because of a different reason it's not drinkable. Lechazi l'shtiyas behem. So that the Gemara says, toivul behem. Doesn't have to be roi l'shtiyas behem even. Aval ein tit mura behem. Olchenk sheirem l'tvila. And by tvila we have a different shear of, by tvila we have a different shear of pora sheicha v'sheisa. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'oise sukosoi kemin srif. Here we have in the Perish Chai, where the Tzrif is, we have a triangular, yeah. Here's it here also. Oise sukosai kemin Tzrif, oise somcho lekoisel, or he made that the schach is leaning on a koisel. So here we have machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Eleza poisel, nei she'ein lo gag. Rabbi Eleza hold it doesn't have a shame oil, since the doifen and gag blend together, and it is not nika where the gag begins. We don't see a mokim nika that is oil also. That means oil is horizontal, doifen is vertical, and here it's on a slant, so by Emerson, there's a chelek of reichev and oirech here, but al kaponim, since it's not nikel, so it doesn't get a shame oil. We don't see where the oil shaboy is not nikel. So a melet and a sukkah has to have a shame oil. That's what Rabbi Eleza holds. Chachamim machshirim, the chachamim machshirim. Zogt Rashi kimin tzrif kuch shel tzayodim sheir vin bo es ha'oifes. That means the hunters used to go and hide in this kuch. Ve'osi ki kavere shem hashpas ve'ilecha shegage v'kiroisav echad, that it's one. Oishe samcha lakoisel, hita roshe kanem al lakoisel, v'roishe echad al ha'oretz. לפי שאין לו גג, שאין ניכר מהו גג ומהו קייסל. We don't know where the gag is and where the kaisel is. The oil meshupir lav oyehu, alim ken yesh by tefach zokov kedektoni bebraise. You have to have a tefach zokov, then we can consider that what's going further b'shipua is a shame oil. But if everything is only going on the shipua without any simen where of doifen and oil, it is not good according to Abelaz. Let us see Taisus. Ha'isus ukasai kemin tzrif. So Taisus says, b'chi agav na'ayri de la'acher shemoshach ha'shipua b'goiva asore, ika adayin b'meshach suke roichiv zayim. So we have here, the Perish Chai explains what Taisus is telling us. That first we have here the doifen is on a slant. So Kolzman, it doesn't reach a goiva asore, so it's not kosher yet. You need a goiva asore. Then it gets a din of a doifen asore. Before that, it doesn't have a shame doifen asore. So when it reads a goiva asore, then you need ika dayim b'meshach sukeh reichem zayin. Now you'll make a square like in this triangle of Zayin al Zayin. The Be'inyan Ache Le'machshri Rabbonim, but if it won't be like this, the Be'inyan Gavoya Asore B'meshach Zayin, the Goyve Yud, it's like a repetition here, the Goyve Yud, but Be'inyan Gavoya Asore. Yeah, fine. So Al Kaponim, so Taisvi says that these Tnoyim Yulzichanik, Nira Goyva Asore B'meshach Zayin al Zayin. Now Taisus is not saying chidushim. Be'efshel k'sheyesham meshach zayin begoy v'yud. She'av tachas hashipua she'ein gavoy yud k'sheiro. Kiven she'yesh bo shiva b'roichiv. Since we have here a kosher esuke that is zayin al zayin, is midi dahava psal she'yotze min asuke. L'rabbe v'rav Yosef d'lel d'machshri b'kanem ha'yotzeh m'lifnei ha'sukeh. So Taisvah says that will be machshir, the area, the corners of the triangle, even though it's a she'en gavoy ha'yud, it's not gavoy ha'yud, but since there's a kosher ha'sukeh in the middle, so now we'll say psal ha'yotzeh min ha'sukeh nidan k'sukeh. Now there's a big problem over here. Taisus is saying chedushim. And what is Taisus saying? Taisus is saying that means let us just be mefaret what problems we have there. That means lechayre there it doesn't have a teiras doifen. That means less than asara tvachim doesn't have a teiras mechitze. So there's no mechitze there. It's one problem. The Magen Avraham mentions this problem. We have another problem. The Chazanish mentions L'chayre there doesn't have a Teres Schach also, because it's Poches Meyud. We learned in the beginning of Sukkah Seichichin it doesn't have a Shem Schach unless it's Yutvachim. So L'chayre in the corners of the triangle before we have this square of Zayin al Zayin Begoyva Yud, we don't have schach, we don't have kosher schach, it's pachas meyud, and we don't have a mechitze. And Taisvis kashes it with psal hayaitzim min asuket nidain kesuk. Now, we had a gemara, daf dalet abadalet, just let's see for 1 minute the gemara. The gemara daf dalet abadalet says as follows, that if a person had a sukkah which was lamayla miyasrim, and he went and built an itztebe minatzad, so memele, so that's the second picture on that dalet. So he built an itztebe minatzad. So if there's less than dalet amis from the itztebe to the kaisel, it's a kosher sukkah, because we say doifen akume. And we say the schach lemailo mi esrim is doifen, and we're machshir the mokim al gabi yitztebe. That is the second case. In the first case of the Gemara, we heard that the Itzdebe was Be'emtza, and there we are Machsher the whole Sukkah. We are Machsher the Sukkah that there's no Itzdebe there, we're also Machsher it, Al Psal HaYaitzim in HaSukkah Nidin Kesukkah. In the first case, Rashi says the whole Sukkah is kosher. The second case, the Rosh says only the Sichuch Al Gabi Itzdebe is kosher, but the rest of the Sukkah is not kosher, and the Rosh says, you know why? Because this has to be Daifin. That means the area, you can't, Psal HaYaitzim in HaSukkah Nidin Kesukkah, that means if you have a Sukkah Kshera, then you have Psal HaYaitzim in HaSukkah, so it's Nitbal to the Sukkah Kshera, even though it doesn't have all the Halachas. Now, the only way, in the second case, Minatzad, he built an Itzdebe Minatzad, the only way Atachas Itzdebe can be a kosher Sukkah is if you say Daifin Akumet. So you have to assume, in order to create a Hechsher Sukkah over the Itzdebe, the Schach away from the Itzdebe has to have a Shem Daifin. So Zotman Alomdes, so if it's a Daifin, it can't be Schach. It can't have a dual purpose, if it's either it's Daifin or Schach. So Memela, so here we paskin, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that he's not permitted to sit underneath the Schach Lamaila Miyasim, because this is Daifin. If it's Daifin, it can't be Schach. Iskan Shoyel Aben, we have a problem over here. L'chayre, by Tzrift, we also have, I mean, this is the Daifin of the Sukkah. The Daifin of the Sukkah is the corner of the triangle. I mean, that's your daifin. Where is your daifin? This is your daifin, l'chayra. This is the daifin of the sukkah. That's the corner of the triangle. It goes up to la goiva yud. This is your daifin. If you wouldn't have this daifin, and now let's be mamtik the kasha. The Rosh Hashita is in Issa Hano, only the schach is also bahano. The daifin is not also bahano. Machlok is the Rosh and the Rambam. But the Rosh holds only the schach is also bahano. So let's say asuke asuye ketzrif, lechayre, what will be also bahano? Lechayre, till you reach the goiva yud, lechayre, that's daifin. I mean, that's daifin over here. But later, the schach starts afterward. That's where you need a reichem zayin. When the schach starts, you need a reichem zayin. But lechayre, the daifin, the schach in the corner is the daifin. I mean, it could be lefiyemis, the way Taisva says, he'll say, psala yaitzim nesukh nidin kisukh, and now it gets a din schach, so memela, now be also bano. But we have to understand the Taisva. I mean, it's why over here, the Magen Avraham asked the kasha, we'll remain with the kasha, the teretz is a little bit more difficult than the kasha. So we'll remain with the kasha, but it's amoyradike kasha. The kasha is, I mean, why by Itzdebe, the Magen Avraham stelt sich an der Loch of Itzdebe, why by Itzdebe do we say that the schach sheloi keneged the Itzdebe, you cannot sit underneath it, because since this has a shem doifen, it can't be schach, it can't serve a dual purpose. So why over here the tzrif is schach and doifen? You're saying psala yaitzim in asuki, this is the schach, but it's the doifen also, because if you wouldn't have this over here, you'd have a pasul of sukkah. This is your daifin of the sukkah. Then let us just mention another kasha that the Magen Avraham asks on this halach of tzrif. We had heard also on the Dalid Amid Aleph, we had heard as follows, that what is if you had a sukkah which was poches meyutfochim, and you were choikik in the karke, you were mashlim to yutfochim, and from the end of the chakak till the, you were choikik in the karkois ha-sukkah, zayin al zayin tfochim, and from the end of the chakak to the beginning of the daif of the sukkah, this poches megimel. So we say lavud. We assume that the chakak goes over to the daifin. Now we have here a mechitza yud, and it's a kosher sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah. That's what we hear also on the Abdallah. Now, the Shaila is al sfas hachakak, is that also kosher? That means, let us be megashim the inyan. You had a doifen that was 5 tvachim. Then the karka went in pochas mishloisha tvachim. Then another 5 tvachim you were chaykik. You were chaykik an area zayin al zayin. So the area of zayin al zayin, that's kosher. That's what the Gemara says. That's for sure. The shaila is one permitted to eat on top of the sfas hachakak? Permitted to eat on top of the sfas hachakak. So the Bach says, big machlokes, the Torah says you can't eat them. So the Bach says, you know why? Because al sfas hachakak, you only have a doifen chomesh. Don't have a mechitza yud. Don't have a mechitza chomesh over there. So if you don't have a mechitza, it's no good. So the Magen Avraham asks, what is this different than tzrif? Tzrif also, Taisa says, you could eat. And we paskin all these halachas. That's the shrekliche problem. Everything stems. Here we paskin, the Bach paskins, that you cannot eat on the sfas hachakak. So the Bach says, because you only have a mechitza chomesh, you don't have a mechitza sore. So he says, and you can eat in the corner of the tzrif, even though also you have a mechitza chomesh. Don't have more than that over there. That's also a problem. Al kaponim, that is what Tosfos is saying. Let us go. Zakte Gemara, Tane, Moide Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer that said that a tzrif is a posel esukish ain loy gag. Because there's no gag. Moide Rabbi Elezer, shim higbio min hakarke tefach, oi shifligo min hakoisel tefach shehik sheiro. That it's kosher. That means if you made some sort of a heker, oy hell, so then it's good. Let's see what Rashi says. Shemigviya min hakarka tefach al tavayu koi. Domrin, so means tavayu means sai by tzrif, sai by samcha lekoisel. Domrin lovud biskife. That means Rashi learned that the Perish Chayik brings up. It's a picture. Let's say he picked up the sides with stones. Taisi brings a Yerushalmi on this. So lemaise he lifted up, so there's avir tefach, and then he made it on, so you have an avir beskife, an avir tefach beskife, that we consider like you have a tefach going vertically, and then the slant starts. Tamrine lovet beskife, v'yesham tefach zokuf, v'niker hatzrif shugag, then you see that the tzrif is gag. That means you have a shir oil biskife after it's, because you have an oil tefach. Here by Chaytet Begodesh also you need an oil tefach. So here's a shir oil biskife, have a oil. Oy im hirchiko. Now this is going asomcha ala koisel koi. Im hirchik roish asomuch le koisel. Mi koisel tefach. That means from the koisel. He was machik, the reisha samach lekaisel, the kaisel machik a tefach, voice a smuch al yesedis. Also Rashi learned this avir there. He just rested the reish an yesedis. Amrinin lovod mi meno lekaisel bishove, beloi bishipua, behu agak. So we'll say lovod going horizontally. And that is the gak. There we see it's nikir agak. Hu agak. So, Akochach, the other thing becomes mitzarev to it, but, you need a gag shiva, but, al kaponim vayisoyis, if it's nikar a gag already, so then somehow it gets kosher. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. And the Rabbonon hold, maita mai the Rabbonon, shipui holim ke holim domi. It has a shame oil without any hecker of oil whatsoever. Abaya Ashkechel Rav Yosef, the Kogoni Bekilas Chasanim. Akilas Chasanim is a mitzvah that has a canopy. There's a board in the middle of the sukkah and you spread over a sheet on both sides. It's like a triangle. That means there was no, it was, there was no tfanis, it was like a tzrif. Besukeh. Now, if he slept in this, our kochach, he held it doesn't have a shame oil, like this would be an oil mapsik, like a kenaifis. So he held it doesn't have a shame oil. Omalei, so Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, keman ki Rabbi Eliezer. So it comes out, if you hold it doesn't have a shame oil, this is like Rabbi Eliezer. Shavkis Rabbonon v'ovdes ki Rabbi Eliezer. Omalei b'raise ipretoni. Rabbi Eliezer machshir, v'chachomim pa. According to the b'raise, the chachomim hold that it doesn't have a shame oil, so therefore it won't be a mapsik, it won't be mapsik t'tachas haschach. So he asked them, I still don't understand you. Shavkis mas nisen v'ovdeke b'raise. Good, you had a, the b'raise says the chachomim hold that it doesn't have a shame oil. But the Mishnah says Chamol that does have a shem oil, so you pass like the Barais, you leave the Mishnah. Oh, Malay Masnisen Yechidoi. The Mishnah is Adas Yochid. That means this, that what our Mishnah holds, that Rabbi Eliezer was the Machmir, and the Chachamim were the Mekilim, that's Adas Yochid. The Sanya, we learned in the Barais, Oisus Sukosa Kimin Tzrit, Oisha Somcha Lekoisul. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer Poisel. Rabbi Nosson said Rabbi Eliezer is the Poisel, Neishen Logag v'chachomim machshirim. Zogt Rashi, Bekilus Chassanim, Fishen Logag Tefach, Shode, doesn't have a flat Tefach, Lechoshev Oil Lahafsik. Rabbi Eliezer Dom Oil Mishupilav Oilu, Bereis Ibchetanya, Matsosi Bereis Ishishnuye Eipef Bishitosen, Rabbi Eliezer Mashram in Poisel, Lefish Ein Logat. So he told them, Yechidoi, our mission is Adas Yochid. Masnis Nitoni Hochi, Rab Nosen Ktoni Lo, Du Yechido, Ab Chachomim Shebedoirei, Hayechilkim Olof, Vaoimrim Rabbi Eliezer Mashir, Vachachomim Poiselim, So Mamela Laloch, the Chachomim Old doesn't have a shame oil. Let us see Taiswish, Migviyam in a Karke Tefach, so Taiswish wants to say, But also binyan zokuf tefach, he made a whole base of tefach. Vahoyshev olav roishoy shel shipu alamato, and the bottom of the shipu he rested on this binyan tefach. Vechein hirchik min hakoysel tefach, she also besomach lekoysel schach rochuf tefach. He had a schach rochuf tefach jutting out of the koysel. Besomach olav rosh hashipu helyen. Miteich loshen akuntres mash medoisei tefach shehigbia oy hilchik afilu hu avir ksheire. The nechshavu kisosum mitam lovik. We assume that it has a shame. It's sosum als lovik. The pish bekuntres im hilchik reish asomach lekoisel min hakoisel tefach voices smuche al yesedis and rested on yesedis. So that means yesedis means there were two yesedis jutting out from the Kaisel, and that supported it. Ktsas mashme kem birushalmi, the Rasina Maid Rabbi Eliezer Chachomim, Shem Hoysa Nesuna al Arbo Avonim, for the Goins Gersus, Bo Hoysa Givoya, in Oretz Pesach Tefach Sheir. So you see, Arbo Avonim is enough, you don't need a whole base. Love it will also be sufficient. Zok the Mishnah weiter, a little complicated Mishnah. Machzeles, Kanim Gedoilo. A person has a large mat. Asa'on l'shchive, if he was made for the purpose of lying on, mikabelas tumen. Ve'im misachichim bo. L'sichuch, if it was made for covering purposes, then it's misachichim bo. Ve'im mikabelas tumen. Now already, this is already problematic. Because the Mishnah speaks about two specific cases, means from the Reisha would seem that if he made it l'shchiv, it's mekabel tumah. If I say stam, it's not mekabel tumah. The Sefer says if he made it for sichuch, it is not mekabel tumah. If I say stam, it is mekabel tumah. So there's a stira, the Reisha and the Sefer by stam. Let us go further. Rabbi Eliezer Oima Achas, but it's interesting that the Tanakhama speaks about Machzelus Gedoilo. He doesn't mention a Machzelus Ktana. Rabbi Eliezer Oima Achas Tana Vachas Gedoilo. He mentions a Ktana. Oh, somebody says they have the same din. Ason l'shchive mekabel l'stume. V'imisachim bo, l'sichuch misachachim bo, v'ayinu mekabel l'stume. So that means he just also made a problem, Rabbi Lezer. He just threw in the word that a ketan is like a gedoyla. But we also have the same problem we had in the Tanakhama we have in Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer from Ason l'shchive would seem stume it's l'sichuch. And from l'sichuch v'ayistoy stume is l'shchive. A very unclear Mishnah. Machzelis kanim kosher ve'ein noichel mishkav. It's not too comfortable to lie in. Asol l'shchive hoyil v'yichto lekach. Since he was miyachedit, he was miyachedit for shchive. Asol keli. So that made it a keli u'mekabelis tume ve'ein misachachim bo. L'sichuch ve'ena mekabelis tume. Ve'lav keilihu, b'gmore porich, stome as tome. From the ratio would seem stome is l'sichuch, asol l'shchive. The sefer would seem stome is l'shchive and asol l'sichuch. Tabilezo ha'ime, b'gmore meforish, my komri, my pluktayu. Ve'eichi de porish pedi l'shchive oi l'sichuch, v'adi ein chilek ben doilu l'taktane. That's for sure. By Polish, there's no, if he's in Polish, Polish is a Polish. To Pirish, Elektana niris stoma l'shchive gdela niris stoma l'sich. Rashi says, a ketana is more aimed to be used for shchive than a gdela. But we still have to figure out pshat in the Mishnah. So let us see the Gemara. Hagufe kasha. Amrit asa'on l'shchive mekabelis tumme. You said if he made it l'shchive, it's mekabel tumme, ve'ein misachachim bo. Ta'ima da aso l'shchive. Why say Stavki made it expressly for shchive? Hos tumme l'sichuch. Bohodor toni, if he made it l'sichuch, misachachim bo. Ve'ein mekabelis tumme. Ta'ima da aso l'sichuch, hos tumme l'shchive. So the Gemara says, "Holoi kashe kan b'gdoilo kan b'ktan." So we read the Mishnah as follows: "Machzelas kanim g'doilo is ason l'shchiva mekabelas tume. Ve'ein misachichim bo by a g'doilo ason l'shchiva is mekabelas tume. But stame zaymed l'sichov." About what it says, l'sichuch, it was made l'sichuch, misachim bo, that's speaking about a ketana. A stam ketana is oimid l'shchivet, where Rashi had said in the Mishnah. So l'sichuch means ason l'sichuch, but not by a gdoila, by a ketana. A ketana, ason l'sichuch, is then it's kosher, but stome, it will be possible. Let us see what Rashi says, kam b'gdoila, kam b'ketana, v'seifa l'idomi l'reisha. The sefer, hachikoma, ve'im ktani, we're not talking about a gdoila. Va'aso, l'sichuch mesachin, ba'os tome, l'shchive. So, memela, so it's very good. So, we fa'emfod, the ration, the sefer, one is speaking about a gdoila, one is speaking about a ktani, taka, there's a different halacha, the stoma of a gdoila is l'sichuch, the stoma of a ktani is l'shchive. Frag the Gemara, but let's see Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a achas ktana of achas doyle. I saw the shchivim kabelas tumme ve'im misachrim bo. Now, Rabbi Lezer, we have the same problem, but Rabbi Lezer, we couldn't say this teretz before. Bishloim, the Tanakam, he was very cooperative. He started off with machzelas gdoyle. By lesichuch, he didn't say what he's talking about, so we could say, speaking about a machzelas ktana. So, memela, so we fanfodid a gdoyles tumme. The sichuch haktana is tome l'shchive. But Rabbi Lezer said explicitly, achas ktana v'achas gdoila. So there's no difference both. And now he says, so the reisha he seems to be saying, I saw l'shchive is a mesachin boy, v'ayistoy stome is mesachin boy. And the sefer he says, I saw l'sichuch mesachin boy, v'ayistoy stome is l'shchive. Yeah. That's the most kasha. Rabbi Lezer oimer achas ktana v'achas gdoila asol l'shchive mekabelas tume ve'ein misachim bo. Tamid asol l'shchive hos tome l'sichuch. Eimer seifa asol l'sichuch misachim bo. Ve'ein mekabelas tume. Tamid asol l'sichuch hos tome l'shchive. Ela omar rove. Bigdoila kula alma loy pligi. So now Rava said such a tell us. Bigdoila, everyone holds the stomel lesichach. Everyone holds a gdoila stomel lesichach. Ki pligi biktanen, as a machlikas biktanen. Tanekame sover stam ktane leshchive. Ebelezer sover stam ktane nami lesichach. Now, let us see Rashi. Elam Arove, Eime Seife, the Rabbeleza leke litrutzige de Tanekame, the Achaz de Vachaz Tanektani. That means in Bishloim and Rabbil, in the Tanekame, we could say the Reish is speaking about Zoyla and the Seife speaking about Ktane, but Rabbeleza is speaking about both. Elam Arove, Begdeilu kala alma loy pligi, de stoma le sichach. Kloima, loy tishani Reisha Begdeilu V'seifa b'ktano v'tavayu b'deporish. Don't say that both the one that's being looked at the imkain, the Abelazar lo metarzi. Ela kol l'sichoch d'ktoni masnisen. Bein b'seifa de mils de tanekame. Bein b'de Rabbi Elazar astome koi. The seifa is speaking about stome. So let's start learning. Let's see the Mishnah. Machzelis kanim gdoila. Talking about a gdoila. The Tanakama is speaking about a gdoila. Ason l'shchive mekabelis tume. So that means that stam gdoila. Let's say, ason l'shchive mekabelis tume. They misachich him bo. Stome, when it's mentioned, sichuch means stome. Stome is l'sichuch, misachich him bo. Now, if we medayik the lashon of the Tanakama, he's only speaking about machzelus gdoila. So he told us two halachas about a machzelus gdoila. A machzelus gdoila, if you made it l'shchive, it'll be mekabel tume. Stome is l'sicha. So that's what we know. Now, kan shayla ben, what'll be with a ktane? No, yeah. If I tell you a gdoila is like this, so you can figure out a ktane, stome is l'shchive. I didn't tell you this, but I l'chakime beremize. I'm just speaking about a gdoila. A gdoile, a stone l'shchiv is mekabel tume, but stome is l'sich. That's what I'm talking about, a gdoile. Now, the Rabbi Lezer said, achas del achas tane, he says, speaking about both, a stone l'shchiv is mekabel l'stome. Ha stome, l'sich means stome, stome, say by gdoile, say by tane, is l'sich. So memele, so Rabbi Lezer is mekel over the tane kame, Now let us see the Gemara. V'ochi kama. Machzeles akanim gedoilo asol eshchiva mekabel estume. Vein misachim botaymed asol eshchiva hostome nasus kmishe asol esichuch misachim bot. V'osa Rabbi Lezer lemeima achas ktano v'achas gedoilo stome kshegol esichuch. So memele. So now Shalom al Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. V'ochi kama asol l'shchive behedye mekabel estume by a gdoila. V'hem esachim bo. V'imonu yecholim loymer bo shehi l'sichuch v'heichi domi kigoyin d'loy porish. Esachim bo. V'hem mekabel estume. U'begdoila kol alma loy pligi d'estome l'sichuch. The bein tana kama, bein rabbe lezo, tana gdoila, v'amrinin d'estome l'sichuch. Ki pligi biktana. Tanekame shayro liktan. He's not talking about a ktane. V'loi tanya. Why isn't he talking about him? Mishum desov agdoilu da amres bo stome l'sichuch. A ktane stome l'shchive. Agdoilu is a stome l'sichuch, but tane stome l'shchive. That's why what he's saying, he specified, I'm speaking about a gdoilu. V'so rabbi lezer l'meima, ktano ki gdoilu, dimaso l'shchive behedye mekabel estume. Ein misachichim bo, vim yesh loyma bo, shi lesichoch. Because it's vahechi domi gen shaso stam, misachim bo, vein mekabel estum. That is what the Gemara said to now. Frek the Gemara, omalei abaye, not good. Two kashas. Iyochi, Rabbi Lezer, oim ma'achas ktan, leva'achas gdoilom. Rabbi Lezer says, what are you telling me? You're telling me that Rabbi Lezer is Mekel. And Rabbi Lezer says, not only a Gdoilo is Tomele Sichuch, ודין הקטנה סמך לסיכה. So yes the makashi hochi abelezoi ma'achas ktano va'achas gdoilo achas gdoilo va'achas ktano mi boilei. That means like this. Whenever it says achas, we'll say Rashi's pshat a while. So Rashi says it says we hear in Rosh Hashanah echad yavne ve'echad kol il. So what does echad yavne mean? First he says the poshet is ach, and in every year that there's a best, and it's also taken by. So you start off with the poshet is ach, and then you add on your chidushim. So my mail is azoy. If you tell me that Rabbi Lezer is moisif, that a ktan is also stumble asichim, so don't say achas ktana v'achas gdoyla, say achas gdoyla v'achas ktana. And not only a gdoyla is misachachim, is a stumble asichim, a ktan is also stumble asichim. Yeah, that's kasha number one. That's a dig the kasha. V'oid, now but I'm telling you, your husband is wrong. Ki pligi b'gdoylu the pligi. Not Rabbi Lezer the maker, Rabbi Lezer the machmer. Rabbi Lezer holds afilu agdoyle stomes lo shchive. The Rabbi Lezer lo chumre, the sign you learned a baraisa, machzeles akanim begdoylo, mesachichim bo, and Rabbi Lezer oime, im heine mekabelos tumme mesachichim bo. You know, it's not time to say mesachichim bo. If he made it beferish le sichoch, then it's mesachichim bo. So Rabbi Lezer, in other words, holds that afilu agdoyle stomes is lo shchive. Omarav, Ella Omarav Pop. Biktane, Kulalme, Loi Pligi. Biktane, everyone, there's no machloikas, everyone holds Stomme Leshchive. The Stomme Leshchive. Ki Pligi, Pigdoilo. Tane Kamisoval, Stam Gdoile, Lesichoch. Abelezo Soval, Stam Gdoilo, Nami Leshchive. Stam Gdoilo is also Leshchive. Umaya sole shrive de koma, hochi koma, stam asiyoso nami le shrive, adi ovid le sichoch, unless we'll make it le sichoch. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, yohi drabeleza ktano ki gdoila osu lashmina, drabeleza wants to tell us a kula, that a ktano is like a gdoila, achas doyle v'achas ktane, bit me. So why did he say achas doyle v'achas ktane? The chitane och imash me de gdoyle ke ktane osu lashmina. And that's a different girse. Kach suva girse, linire ipche. That's not a good girse. He wants to tell us ktane ke gdoyle, doesn't say achas ktane v'achas doyle. Linire ipche, te goras masnisen achas ktane v'achas doyle, we have in the Mishnah, v'achi porich, achas Gedoyle vachastane mi boile, dike der sinelo lo yedane pirche mai, dach is del vachastane mashme ktane ki gedoyle, doch im mashme. Achas I gedoyle, vachas I ktane, kloime, kemoyo hi. A ktane is like a gedoyle, vene chalukele din sheini. Vechein darke hat hanoim, vechol mokim, di de pshita lo itone bereshe, vohisa sheini, kshebol ashmeine shushova loi, vushoyne achot, kidis nam bereshe shone, echot yavne, vechot kol mokim. ובבובי קאמה, אחד החויפר בויר, רצס כי יחרה, ואחד החויפר סייך המורה. מסך יסוית אחד הבוינה, ואחד הליקח, ואחד היירש, וטובת נענוסם גבי מלכי המלחומה. So ממילא, so we see that what you say the דבר הפושט first. Another cash we had from a brais, מיינה מקבל לסתום הקלוימה, בפירש עשו לסיכך, אין אילוי לוי, אלמה לתנה קאמה, Stam gdoilu lesichuch labelezer stomu leshchive. Elo omar av pope umaya so leshchive diktoni bemilse de rabelezer ochi koma. Ike asiyoso leshchive adi ovid le lesichuch. Milse tana kama ochi mefarsha. Kide kime mikore. Reisho begdoilu. Kide ktoni behedje. Veseifo begtana. Ochi koma vim ktana hi vaso befeirish lishtichuch misachichim bom. Hostome lishchive. That's what he started off at the beginning. Bosa rabbi leza lemeima av gdoilo shovi lektana vichi oved lo stam havi aso lishchive mekabel estume vim misachim bom. Vaso befeirish lishtichuch misachim bom vaini mekabel estume.